This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School. And Matt, congratulations on the season you guys have had so far, off to a 4-1 start.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're real excited here in Salem. I think that, it's just really excited to see the kids come to practice every day with the level of excitement they have. And it's just validation of all the hard work they've done, especially the senior group that has really invested these last 4 years.
Yeah, it is. It's really kind of paying off this year for you guys. Now, you have a huge game this week at Lynn English High School, a team that's played great football, really, from the start of the season, and probably played their best game last Saturday in Swampscott.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, again, when you turn the film on and somebody is executing in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and special teams, it certainly presents its challenges, but I think that's why all these guys signed up to play football. They want to be in this game, and they're excited to have a chance to showcase their skill set.
I want to spend the rest of our time talking about Salem football. Yep. And so what I've noticed, say, about Lynn English, watching them a few times this year, is they don't make a lot of mistakes. They make a few, just like everybody, but they not making the kind of mistakes that they might have made a couple of years ago or a year or so ago. And is that a factor with you guys, too?
Of course. I think, if you look at the teams, again, throughout the history of football, the ones that are consistent are the ones that win in those key games or those defining moments of a game. Without question, that's something that even within this season, forget about season to season, but this season, every game, that consistency has become better and better and better. And that's an attribute that I think, again, going into this game, for us, one of the key things for us to come out on top is that we have to be consistent, right? Offensively, we can't get, behind the chains. We can't be doing those types of things. We need to kind of, again, make sure that we're executing on offense, and defensively just play the tough defense that we have. We've been really tough in the box, stopping the run, and they're going to come after us, on the ground. And then in the air, again, we've gone against a lot of spread teams this season and been able to kind of cover down. So, again, we're all excited about the opportunity.
Maybe in a final question, but maybe a two-part question at that would be, looking at your offense, the guys that you have out there on offense, and then on the other side of the ball on defense, who might you single out, a group of players that have really, are important impact players for Salem football?
Yeah, offensively, we have some great running backs, but I like to start with our offensive line. I think one of the first things that these guys always talk about, anytime they've talked to the running backs, have talked to anybody about what we're doing this year, it really starts up front. But a couple standout guys that have really kind of been consistent, Joe Diaz, Johnny Rodriguez, Felix Cruz, week in, week out, they're kind of grading out in our system as a champion, right? So they're really that consistency we're speaking to earlier. They're consistent each and every week, no matter if they're going up against the 300-pound kid, right, or the 170-pound kid. And then in the backfield, Vinny Gaskins last week broke one of the Salem High School records. I mean, Salem football has been around since, 1890, and for a young man to break a scoring record here is a pretty amazing achievement. So we're real excited about him, and he's somebody that we've leaned on the last couple years, and we're going to really need big things from him going into this game.
Yeah, and on the defensive side of the ball?
Yep. So on the defensive side of the ball, I think this young man's a two-way impact player. Jeffrey Rodriguez, he's one of our speedier guys on offense, but defensively he's one of our starting safeties. He's involved in most of the plays, whether it's a run game, pass. He has a nose for the football. And again, for us, again, going up against the speed that we're going to see this week, he's going to be one of those guys that's really going to have to kind of lead the charge on defense. Right.
Well, Coach, good luck to you. Again, congratulations on the start you guys had, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Okay. Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.